Marty, we begin with a very big political story, not just in New Mexico, but all across the country. Senator Tom Udall announcing that he will not run for re-election next year. You have a whole package of stories on this because, of course, this immediately generated other news, including Congressman Ben Ray Lujan, who announced he would run for the Democratic nomination for this seat.
Exactly. It's kind of a domino effect. Tom Udall is, you know, this is his 11th year. He'll have one more year to serve and then retire from the Senate. Ben Ray Lujan is the first to announce that we are been informed anyway, and there probably will be others, and I'll get to that in a minute. But his father, of course, Ben Lujan, was a giant in the New Mexico legislature from 1975 to 2012. So it runs in the family. And Ben Ray was elected to Congress in 2008. And so he will have served about 12 years as well. So
yeah,
we have that. We also have Richard Coulthard, our publisher, looking back at Tom Udall's political career, because he met him back in Alamogordo when Richard was the editor at the Alamogordo Daily News. And so they go back a long way, and he kind of reminisces. And then also Mike Cook, who is our reporter and is very, very engaged politically, has an opinion column on what he thinks will be a wide open field for Udall's seat, and he mentioned some possibilities there in opinion. And then as a sidebar, Tom Udall did pay a visit to Las Cruces recently and talked about issues that his constituents are bringing up.
So. Absolutely. So lots about Tom Udall this week to read in the Las Cruces Bulletin. You also this week have a special 8-page section on the Las Cruces Space Festival.
Yes, it's the second, it's the second annual, so they hope the second of many more. So unlike last year, we planned on a special section, and it has stories. It has a calendar. It's a kind of a useful guide for anybody who's planning to attend any of the events, which start Sunday, the 7th, and run through Saturday, the 13th. So for a full week. And so we have that. In addition, our arts and entertainment, our lead story is about a sculptor who was commissioned to build the sculpture that is at the entryway to the to Spaceport America. And it's called Genesis, and we have a story on that. Also in arts, we have a rundown on 5 movies, space-related movies that are going to be shown during the festival. And also an art festival that's going to be running during the festival.
Lots related to space. Also in arts, separate stories about 2 local artists who were chosen to exhibit at Yellowstone National Park and also at UCLA.
Yes, Renee Mars Mullis is her name, and she has been selected for a Yellowstone National Park residency. And that's a pretty big deal, as you can imagine. And she's a Las Cruces artist who has been on display here and elsewhere throughout the state, Santa Fe and elsewhere. And she's getting around. Her art's been also shown in Sedona, Arizona. And she has been in Las Cruces for some time. And she talks about, just the type of work that she does. And so she's going to be seen in Yellowstone. Also, an NMSU alumnus, his name is George Mendoza, and he's partially blind. He's got macular degeneration, and therefore he creates a lot of abstract art, as you might think.
Yeah.
And he's going to be exhibited at UCLA.
Only have about 30 seconds, but in Southwest Living, you have a fascinating story on a chipmunk subspecies.
Yeah, we call it the Oregon Mountain Chipmunk. That's easy because the scientific name's too hard to pronounce. But it's really isolated to the Oregon Mountains, and it is way up there, like cool, damp weather, right. And that isn't a mountain. It's in, like in an island in the Desert Sea.
And it's threatened by, I see, climate change.
Yes, so we're reading about that. There's a lot of study going on for about a year now.
Very interesting stuff. Marty Racine, he's the managing editor of The Bulletin and with us every week. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.